City's favourite, Casey, 107.7.
You are connected with me on the Power Hour, Karine De Wit, this evening, right here on Casey 107.7. You can connect with me in the studio via WhatsApp at 082-414-1077. And send your messages and be part of the show. Coming up, I'll be chatting with Andrew Soseko, a rising MMA talent, a Driekus du Plessis in the making. He's stepping into the cage for his first debut fight at Bare Bones MMA this weekend as he gears up for his first professional MMA fight later on in this year. But then I'll be speaking with Jalinda Jager, the owner of Ons Winkel, about the incredible work they're doing in the community. And now, first, here's a song to set the tone for the man that's in studio with me. Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Here we go.
This is Casey 107.7.
That was the Eye of the Tiger, a perfect track to get us fired up. Now let's jump into our first interview with Andrew Soseko, a.k.a. Hunter. Welcome to the Power Hour on Casey 107.7. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
No complaints. Only two for today. Okay, Andrew. You're stepping into the cage for your MMA, for your second MMA, at Bare Bones MMA this weekend. And I know many are eager to see what you bring to the fight game.
That's true.
Let's dive right into it. You have a strong background in boxing and kickboxing and karate.
That's true.
Correct?
That's true.
What made you transition into MMA, and how has that journey been so far?
Hi, man. I just love trying new different things. I'm more into kickboxing than I to try boxing. Then I fall in love with boxing as well. Till I become a boxing coach. So now I said, okay, let me try to do MMA as well. And I think MMA is my thing. It's beautiful, and I'm enjoying it. So far, I'm doing good, and I think it's a good one for me.
Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Your upcoming fight at Bare Bones MMA is this weekend.
Absolutely. It
is a step forward, again, another step forward into your professional debut. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So, how have you been preparing, both physically and mentally?
I think we've been preparing hard, and I think we're ready, 100% ready. We're just waiting for the time and go. Yeah, we mentally prepared, we physically prepared, and just waiting for the time, man. Then we go.
You say.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the time. So that is the day.
You say, bring it on.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Now, every fighter has a unique style. What can fans expect from you inside the cage? Are you aiming for a knockout, submission, or a full-on haul?
Aye, ma'am. This is going to be a knockout first round.
Ish.
That's my target. I'm not looking for two rounds or third round. First round.
First round.
Yeah, I want to do something big. First round knockout. That's my promise.
Hey.
That's what I want to do.
My money's on you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
No, totally.
Yeah,
my money. Sure. I wouldn't mess with you.
No, I won't let you down.
No, my money's on you.
Okay.
Andrew, you train also at Titans MMA and the Cape Winans kickboxing.
That's true.
You're also a coach, correct?
100%.
What has been the biggest lesson you've learned from your coaches and training partners?
I've learned a lot from them, you know. At Titans, we are family. They always teach us respect, how to love one another, respect each other. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I'll say I've learned from them. And I'm actually become one of them. And we're family, you know. they love, they show you love, they show you respect. If you do something wrong, they'll tell you. So I think I've learned a lot about respect and loving each other and working hard. You know, Titans is always like pushing each other, push each other, we work. Yeah, I've learned a lot, to be honest.
Yeah. If I just wish you listening out there can just listen to or see Andrew, but we don't call him Andrew, we call him Hunter. That's how I know him. You know, I've seen these monster of fighters like yourself. They're very cool, calm, and collected. Is that just supposed to be like that?
I don't know, but I think, like I said, in the gym, they teach us respect, you know, loving. So, I mean, they always teach us to leave our ego at the house, and, you know, so that changes us and you become a better person, you know. Even if you were a bad person back then, you change. So it's part of the changing that I get from and what I learn from the other people as well. So I think that calmness, all the fighters that he has, it's come from the gym because it's all about respect. We teach each other how to respect, how to be calm, you know. So, yeah.
So there you have it. That is the way of the way of the warrior.
That's true.
You don't go out and brag, you can do this and that.
No, that's not a warrior.
Yeah. We're just going to go switch quickly before we end of this interview and just give you some more power hour music and vibe and inspiration for Andrew. This is just a little bit added to your journey. Awesome. We'll be right back.
KC 107.7, the sound that sets you free. 107.7.
You are back with me, Gerine the Vet, on the Power Hour. KC 107.7, the place to be, the place to be tuned in. Yes, and that number is 082-414-1077. And you were listening to Don't Stop Believing. No matter what you have to do, no matter what you have to take on in life this evening, I want to say, don't stop believing. Everything you start starts with a belief. If you do not believe, if you do not have faith, how are you going to achieve it? So you gotta believe it. So don't stop believing. My journey. Do take that number to heart. And that number is also for our guest in studio. We're back with Andrew Shoseko, a.k.a. Hunter. He's fighting Bare Bones MMA this weekend. So, Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Looking ahead, where do you see yourself in the next year? Is there a dream opponent or promotion you love to compete in? Maybe Trickers or no? Anything like that on the cards?
No, that's too big for me.
Nothing's too big, brother.
I cannot talk about my dream opponent, but maybe promotion. I'll say PFC. EFC.
EFC.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Maybe next year I'll be doing something there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me, after Bare Bones, you are doing a professional fight this year.
I might have a kickboxing professional fight, but I'm not sure yet when and where yet.
Okay.
I think I'm also going to have like a fight in 2 weeks' time as well after this at PFC. I'm going to have an MMA fight as well on the 1st of March. So we're also looking forward to it and looking forward to dominate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can imagine all that training that goes in. This is now just... Are you on a specific diet?
No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm just running, sweating. That's all I'm doing. I don't wanna go on a diet. I don't wanna lose energy. So I'm just keeping that. I'm eating a lot. I'm not stopping eating. So my weight, I'm just maintaining. If I gain weight, I'm going for a run. Just water, sweat. That's it.
So you just run to lose weight?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, maybe I should try that.
Maybe.
Yeah, so... Andrew, we want to wish you well on your journey.
Thank you so much.
Really? you put a lot of hours in. If I may ask, share with us how many hours goes into your training schedule?
Not gonna lie, not so much, but I think 3-4 hours a day.
Every day?
All the times, yeah. All the time I'm working, since morning till late, yeah, 3-4 hours, yeah.
Anyway, well, we wish you well, and you got my money's on you.
Thank you so much.
Definitely. And now, can we end off by your well wishes for your opponent, or what would you want to say to your opponent?
I wish him the best, as he wished the best for himself, but I'm looking forward to do something big. I'm just going to tell him to prepare for himself, otherwise something big is coming on his way. There's war coming, a big war, yeah. But I wish him the best, you know. We fighters, you know. We're not enemies.
Yeah.
So I wish him the best. Whatever comes in his way, if he loses, we just have to accept it. It's a lesson. But I'm looking forward to knock him out.
Awesome. So there you have it.
I'm coming.
Hunter is coming.
Hunter is coming. I'm going to hunt you.
War is coming.
Yes.
There we go. Very well on your journey, Andrew.
Thanks
all
so
the
much.
Best for Saturday.
Thank you so much, Mama. I appreciate that.
And there you have it. That was Andrew Seseko. The hunter, the whore is coming. And here we go. See you right after this.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.